Yes, Nitsa, as a landmark snapshot of Australia's Jewish community, Gen 17 will be a critical resource for planning the future of Jewish Australia. Now, this survey will show Australian Jewish attitudes across the spectrum of age groups, organizations, synagogue affiliations, occupations, income and birthplace, among other criteria, to Jewish education, anti-Semitism, Israel and many other areas. Gen 17 is a joint project of Monash University's Australian Centre for Jewish Civilization and the JCA, and it's the first national survey of the Jewish community since Gen 08 in 2008.
Evan, how can the community participate in this incredible survey, Gen 17?
Well, there'll be a number of ways, Nita. In Sydney, respondents on the comprehensive JCA database will receive a mailed survey form, while in Melbourne there'll be a smaller mail out and more reliance on the internet. And Nita, if any listeners want to participate in the Gen 17 survey, they can go to www.monash.edu/Gen17.
Evan, we are told to participate in this survey, Gen 17, but can you please tell our listeners why is it so important for the Jewish community to get a full picture?
Well, Nitsa, the aims of the Gen 17 survey are to gather data about Jewish life in Australia over and above what is available from the census in order to aid planning for the Jewish future. Now, this feeds into a broader set of aims, such as developing new programs for children, youth and young adults, helping the underprivileged, improving Jewish service provision, and understanding the nature and the complexity of Jewish identity, experiences, and behavior today. So it's a very important survey. It was launched on Thursday, and it's a landmark survey into our community, and we're all urged to take part in it.
Evan, I must tell you, and I must tell our listeners, that the Israeli community, Israeli migrants, or Israeli-born Australians, are singled out in the survey. The survey will try to seek out how they settled in Australia, what they think about Australia, and their involvement in the Jewish community. And I heard that the survey organizers told me, and I'll interview somebody about them, to urge Israelis to participate in this survey. Can you please repeat the website?
Yes, Nitsa, it's www.monash.edu/Gen17.
Evan, there is a big picture in the AJN this week of Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu welcoming the Canadian then Prime Minister Harper to Ben Gurion Airport in 2014. All eyes this week to Netanyahu's visit in America. He met President Donald Trump, and his visit next week in Australia. We are all looking forward to meet Netanyahu this week in Australia. So as I said, the AJN actually is reporting about the visit of former Canadian Prime Minister Harper in Australia. Can you please tell us about it?
That's right, Nitsa. In addition to Benjamin Netanyahu's visit, we have another very high-profile visit in former Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, who will be speaking in Australia for the United Israel Appeal. Now, he did an interview with the Jewish News this week and said he doesn't regret being a staunch supporter of Israel, despite the fact that it cost his country a seat on the United Nations Security Council in 2010. Now, Stephen Harper was the Prime Minister of Canada from 2006 to 2015. During that time, he said Israel had a right to defend itself when the country was at war with Hezbollah in 2006. He also said that Israel is the only country in the Middle East which has a long anchored itself in the ideals of freedom, democracy, and the rule of law. So two very, very high-profile visits to Australia this week, with Benjamin Netanyahu and Stephen Harper arriving.
We're talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, you're reporting this week about Section 20D, part of the Anti-Discrimination Act. Can you explain what the controversy surrounding 20D?
Well, Nitsa, Section 20D, it's part of the State Anti-Discrimination Act in New South Wales, and it covers the offence of serious racial vilification, but a number of ethnic communities in New South Wales, including the Jewish Board of Deputies, are urging the state government to make changes to the legislation, which they say is weak and ineffective. Now, Anita, your listeners might remember that in 2014, Ismail Al-Wahwa, he's the spiritual leader of Hizbut Tahrir, and he actually threatened in a public speech in Lakemba that Judgment Day would not come until the Muslims fight the Jews. Now, he was not prosecuted by New South Wales police following that speech, and that is why the Jewish Board of Deputies and a number of other community groups are urging the government to fix this legislation, which they say is broken and not working. Now, Pan Kerkasharian, he is the former president of the New South Wales Anti-Discrimination Board, and he's actually been appointed to consult with community groups and find out their views on Section 20D. And last week he began those consultations with community groups. He told the Jewish News that the position in the community is that the legislation is not meeting its objectives, and he noted that since 1989 there has not been a single prosecution under Section 20D of the New South Wales Anti-Discrimination Act.
And Evan, talking about local news, big boost for Masada College, the Jewish day school on the North Shore of Sydney.
That's correct. Masada College, which has faced financial trouble in recent years, has actually turned a corner with a significant increase in enrollments this year. Now, enrollment at Masada rose from 538 last year to 570 this year. The principal, Wendy Burrell, told the Jewish News she's excited about the future of the school, saying it's a big increase from where we started last year, so we are very pleased. Now, Masada raised its school fees by 3%, and the lowest annual rise across Jewish schools was at Mount Sinai College, which only raised its fees by 1.9%.
Evan, Myrna Kangisa is retiring from the Jewish News.
That's right. It's been a very, very long time, almost 24 years that Myrna has worked at the Jewish News, and this week she put up her boots and said goodbye to the Jewish News, announcing her retirement. Rod Kenning, the general manager of the Jewish News, said that for more than two decades, Myrna has brought a unique presence to the AJN. Her passion for the paper is only matched by her love of the Jewish community. She's been the heart of the AJN and will be sorely missed. And we wish Myrna all the very best in her future endeavors. She has 5 children, 17 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren that will keep her busy, no doubt. So a very big mazel tov to Myrna on all her achievements, and we wish her all the very best.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you very much, and have a great week.